शांति पाठ है। रिपीट आफ्टर मी।
वांग मी मनसि प्रतिष्ठिता, मनो मे वाचि प्रतिष्ठितम्, आविरावीर्मये धीम्, वेदस्य महानीस्तः, श्रुतं मे मा प्रहासीः। अनेन धीतेन अहोरात्रान् संदधामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम्, अवतु वक्तारमवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
We are seeing the Shanti Patha of Rigveda. Every Upanishad that which belongs to Rigveda has got the same Shanti Patha. This Shanti Patha commentary by Shankaracharya is not available. Whether he has written or not, we do not know. After writing, maybe that has missed. Maybe that also. But another commentator called Amaradasa, in his Maniprabha commentary on Aitareya Upanishad, he wrote the commentary upon this Shanti Patha. Shanti Patha is meant to for few purposes. Vigna Nivaranartham, we know that it is like a prayer to remove obstacles, to come out of some hurdles. When we are studying Shastra, many obstacles are possible. So without any vignam, any obstacle, let me study, complete the Upanishadic teaching. Let me listen without any obstacles. So, Vigna Nivaranartham Shanti Pathaha. Another benefit of Shanti Patha is Yogyata Prapyartham. Let me attain some Yogyata qualifications which are required to get Atmajnanam. To listen Upanishad also, I need certain qualifications. Jnana Yogyata Prapti. That is called Jnana Yogyata Prapti. Yogyata means eligibility. Eligibility to get knowledge that what I am receiving from my teacher. So, Vigna Nivaranartham, Jnana Yogyata Prapyartham. Or, one more benefit also we can see. While listening to Shastra, I have to use my instruments. While listening to Shastra, I have to use my instruments like eyes, ears, mind, intellect, Antahkaranam, Bahyakaranani, I have to use. have to use very much, not a simple way. Their role is very, very high in a listening time. Their role is very significant. Therefore, I have to keep them in alert condition. Eyes, ears, mind especially. Drishyate tu agriyaya buddhya, Yamadharmaraja tells, a sukshma buddhi, a buddhi which has got subtlety, sensitivity, such a buddhi alone can receive the teaching. Therefore, I need the strength, healthy sense organs. For that purpose also, this is the prayer. I seek blessings from the Lord. O God, give me healthy sense organs. In Mundaka Upanishad, also Vesa, Bhadram Karane Bhishrunuyama Devah, Bhadram Pashyema Kshabhirya Jatrah. So, Sthiraihi Angaihi Vesa. Steady sense organs. Let my body be steady, let my sense organs be steady. So, for that purpose also, this prayer serves. Okay? All these benefits keeping in the mind, we are looking into the Shanti Patha. First line, Vang me manasif pratishthita. Mano me vachip pratishthita. Pratishthitam. So, the meaning of vak is speech here. Vang me, in my speech, manasi pratishtita. My speech must align with my mind. Mano me vachif pratishtitam. Even mind also must align with my speech. What it means? Here only two sense, one antakkaranam, one vagindriyam, karmendriyam only are highlighted. All other sense organs you have to supply here. We should not say only vak, mind only, mantra is talking, what about other sense organs? That's why I reminded you, Bhadram Karanebhi of Mundaka Upanishad. So here vak and mind are focused. So our vak, that means our speech, always when we talk, we have to follow certain principles. A Vedantic student must be aware of those principles when speaking to others. Anudvegakaram vakyam. I should speak all the time and is soft spoken. Anudvegam and vidvega rahitam. It should not hurt others. It should not create any anxiety in others when I use certain words. Scolding words, teasing words, double meaning words. All these words I should not use at all. If I violate this, it is called himsa. It is papam. If I violate, if I hurt others, if I tease others, if I speak in a double meaning, keeping one thing in the mind and speaking, that is a type of udvega karam vakyam. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, anudvega karam vakyam. I should not speak such a language that which hurts others. Should not hurt, it should not have any sort of abusing words. The speech should not have any abusing words directly or indirectly. Scolding others. Some people scold outright. Some people scold indirectly. Even indirectly also I should not scold anybody. Scolding means it is udvega karma. We should not scold others. Anudvega karam vakyam. Then satyam, Lord Krishna said, the speech what we are talking that comes in the mantra itself, speech must be satyam, truthful. There is no lie in whatever I am talking. In my speech, there should not be any lie. So, Satyam is one of the most important principles. We know that shloka. Satyam bruyat priyam bruyat. Na bruyat satyam apriyam. Priyam chananritam bruyat. Esho dharmas sanatanah. Therefore, satyam bruyat. Then, anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyam. When I am talking, it must be pleasing to others. Priyam vakyam, pleasant, pleasing. Priyam vakyam. Priyam hitam also, it must be useful to someone. When I am talking, it must be useful to me and to others also. That words only I should speak. That means what it is. In short, we want to say one word. Before talking, you have to censor your words. Anudvega karam is one metal detector. Satyam is another metal detector. Priyam is another metal detector. Hitam is another metal detector. When you are going to airport, inside, you have to cross so many securities, no? Metal detectors you have to cross. Like this, Vedantic student also, once you want to get self-knowledge, you have to cross a lot of metal detectors. This is called vak tapas. Austerity. I follow my speech austerity. I follow that. It's very tough, very difficult to maintain that. But it is a tapas which is very important for a Vedantic student. Especially for a Vedantic student. For all people it is required. For all people itself it is required means how much it is important for a Vedantic student. It is very, 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 very important. Therefore, vang me manasi pratishthita. Manasi pratishthita means my words which are all coming out, they are all already in the thought form. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Your words, just like that, they won't come out. Your words are already in the mind, thought form. That thought form, words are verbalized when you speak. Thoughts are in abstract form. The thoughts, the abstract thoughts converted into concrete words. That's why always watch your thoughts. By hearing the words, we can know how person thinks. Because words are coming before they are in the thought form. So thoughts are alone converted into words. Words are already were there in thought form. Therefore, they have the alignment. They have relation. We must see their alignment. That is why beautiful shloka I used to mention. Manas ekam vachas ekam mahatmanaha. Mahatmanaha, the noble people, always they speak what they think. Noble speak, all people speak always what they think. And what they speak, that alone they put into thoughts also, and they want to implement later. What they speak, it is in alignment with mind, thoughts. Yes, this is what I thought, then I am speaking. What I have spoken words must have coordination. Called integration with my mind. If not, if that coordination, that alignment is not there, suppose, between my thoughts and my words, it is called a split personality. It is called a split personality. What will happen? Why we have to talk so much about thought, words, relation? If you don't have that integration, that coordination, that alignment, there is a strain, there is a stress, there is a pain inside. Slightly it starts, you do not know that. But we never notice because we are very gross. A sensitive mind immediately sensitizes when there is a disturbance between non-alignment between thoughts and mind. If there is thought and words, the alignment is not there, there is a slight disturbance. If you notice that disturbance, you are a sensitive person. If you don't notice it, you are otherwise non-sensitive in artha. Non-sensitive. Mind is so gross in artha. Such a person is unfit. Unfit for any worldly achievements, what to talk of Atma Jnana. Keeping this in mind, Upanishad, Swamini, Upanishad is having mind and ask, don't ask. Keeping this in mind, Upanishad is addressing all minds. The student knows his limitation. What qualification I require also student knows. That is why he is asking. Vang me manasi pratishthita. Mano me vachi pratishthita. Mind and words. Mind means thoughts. My thoughts and my words. Incongruity. You know, togetherness. They must have togetherness. Manasyekam vachasyekam mahatmanah. If they are different, manasi anyat vachasi anyat duratmanah. Atmanah means mind. So this is the first prayer, vak tapas. So therefore, when you are speaking to others, always maintain the quantity first. Don't talk too much. What we have to do? When we are talking to others, never talk too much. Quantity control you have to maintain. Talk less in artha. Minimum. Once you maintain quantity, you have a watchful mind on quantity of your speech, automatically quality can be maintained. Quality words. The words must have some quality. Scrutinized words. Just not like blabbering rumors. I should not just talk. Somebody said, I'm talking to others, whether it is doubtful words, and the doubtful message or rumors or any sort of things, if whatever I hear, I should not speak to others. Before speaking, is this is relevant? Should I speak or not? That much awareness is required. That is why quality and quantity to be maintained. Quality words. If you follow these principles, there is nothing for us to talk. Maximum time you will be in maunam. Whether other person is following in the in our family or not, don't look that. No, don't look into the other person's speech. You have to see your own speech. How I am speaking. What I have to speak. How much I have to speak. What to talk. How much to talk. When to talk. What not to talk. Where to talk. So many things I have to follow. How much, where to talk, when to talk, how much to talk, the way I express. Vak tapas is one of the best tapas. Shankaracharya says in Viveka Chudamani, Yogasya Pradhamadvaraha Vang Nirodaha. The first entry gate of yoga sadhana is Vang Nirodaha, control of your speech. Control means quantity, quality, all you have to observe. It is a vratam. It is a vratam. யூ டேக் இட் ஆஸ் எ விரதம், நோம்பு மாதிரி. இஃப் யூ டேக் இட் ஆஸ் எ விரதம், ஸ்லோலி யூ ஆர் பிகமிங் மோர் அண்ட் மோர் அண்ட் மோர் எலிஜிபிள், குவாலிஃபைடு டு கெட் ஆத்ம ஜானம். அது வாங்மே மனசி பிரதிஷ்டிதா மனோமே வாச்சி பிரதிஷ்டிதம். தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் பாயிண்ட், ஆவிராவீர்ம ஏதி. ம மீன்ஸ் மே என அர்த்தம், ம மீன்ஸ் மே. இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட் தே யூஸ் ஒன் வேர்ட், அசம்பத்த பிரலாபான. சம்பந்தம் இல்லாத ஒரு பிரலாபம் மீன்ஸ் சேட்டரிங், அவாய்ட் தட். அசம்பத்த பிரலாப மேயோ அவாய்ட். இன் தமிழ் திசை கற்க கஷடு அற கற்பவை கற்றப்பின் நிற்க அதற்கு தக. கற்க கஷடு அற மேயோ லிசன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட், கற்க நல்லா கற்றுக்கோ, லிசன் டு சாஸ்திரா ஃபார் எ லெங்த் ஆஃப் டைம். தென் கஷடு அற, வாட் எவர் யூ ஹவ் ரிசீவ்டு த டீச்சிங், த டீச்சிங் யூ ஹாவ் டு எசிமிலேட். கஷடு அறன்னார் வித்தவுட் எனி டவுட் என அர்த்தம். கஷடு அறன்னா வித்தவுட் எனி டவுட், டவுட்லெஸ் நாலேஜ் தட் மஸ்ட் பி. So that's why we spend a lot of time in each word. Therefore, it is not a discourse. It is a class. Kashad arana, until my doubts are clear, I have to listen to Shastra. Karka kashad ara, kashad ara adhukapram karpavai katrapin. After listening for a length of time and after removing my doubts, what I have to, karka kashadu ara karpavai katrappin nirka adarku thagana, do nididhyasanam. Live according to that teaching what you have received from your teacher. Live according to that teaching what you have received from your teacher. That is called living in the teaching. Tamil words, beautiful. Shravana mananu nididhyasanam an artham. So we have to implement them. Avir avir mayedhi means Vedasya, this teaching, Vedic teaching, Vedasya me, you have to connect. Avihi ethi, me avihi. Avihi means not Tamil avi. Okay. ஆவி ஏதி மீன்ஸ் ஆவிர் பாவா அன் அர்த்தம். ஆவி ஏதி மீன்ஸ் ஆவிர் பாவா. ஏதி இஸ் அஸ்து, அசு தாத்தோ லோட் மத்தியம புருஷ ஏகவச்சனம். ஏதி ஆவி ஏதி மீன்ஸ் ஆவிர் பாவா மீன்ஸ் மே தட் வேதிக் டீச்சிங் ரிவீல் that truth to me. Avihi means swayam prakasha roopa chaitanyam anartham. Here sagunam brahma, the hiranya garbha, the prakashakaha sagunam brahma made the paramatma reveal to me. Avisannihitam guhahitam guhashayam nama and Mundakopanishad visa. Avisannihitam, that Atma Chaitanyam which is in my heart, I do not know now, let it come and unfold, means itself to me. Me edhi, coming into light. Avirbhava means coming into light. Avirbhava, the opposite Tirobhava. If I do not know, it is called Tirobhava. Avirbhava means let it come to me, that truth. Let me know. Avi pratishthitam apram avir avirmayedhi, that sagunam brahma reveal to me. Avir avirmayedhi, mayedhi means me, avihi edhi in artham. The one who is of the nature of light and artham. May you appear. Avirbhavaha means may you appear to me. Appear means not in a form. Here, avihi edhi means may you appear means may you reveal. O Paramatma, may you reveal to me as my real nature. That is called avirbhava. Don't take literally. Avirbhava literally means appearing. What can appear? Atma is aprameyam. It cannot appear, but it has to be revealed. Edhi. Vedasyama anisthaha. Prayer. Next, number 3. May you bring the whole teaching. Vedasyama. Ma means again, may you have to take. Aviravirmayedhi, the second prayer. In one prayer, so many things he is asking. Second prayer, may you remove my ignorance and artham. May you remove my avidya by revealing yourself. Then the third prayer in that is Vedasyama anisthaha. Means the Veda, its tattvam. Vedasya means the truth of that Veda, the reality that which is given in the Veda, anatham. Vedasya tattva pratipadanam, whatever is done in Veda, the tattva pratipadanam. Anisthaha, may my sense organs be ready to reveal, to bring the whole teaching. What is given in the very, very deep Shantipata, this is not easy. Uncham, kadabida irku. Ani staha. Ani means anaya. Ani means what? Bring to me in artha. Vang me manasis pratishtitam, maname vachi pratishtitam. He is addressing his own mind and speech. May you help to bring the truth given in the Vedic teaching. Vedasyama anistaha means, oh my mind, oh my speech, both of you have alignment, don't quarrel each other, be friendly and help each other, coordinate each other in bringing the Vedic teaching, the reality, the truth, the tatparyam to me. Something I am communicating. May you be ready, both of you coordinate each other, because my teacher is talking. If you go anywhere with mind and thoughts and words, when my teacher is communicating, they are all forming in what way? Thoughts. They are all in thought form. When they are in thought form, you are putting in a verbal form. You are writing means what? You are putting in a verbal form, in writing manner. Or in your own mind, you are converting them into your words. Your mind receiving in the thought form, you are converting them into word form. Are you doing that or not? Within seconds, you are doing that. So both of you be aligned in bringing the teacher's teaching to me in a right manner. If they are not having coordination, they cannot bring the teaching. 1 hour class, only 10 minutes I am in the class. I am here, but I don't hear. Don't say like that. Anartham. Okay. Anisthaha. Then next. Shrutam me ma prahasihi. Fourth prayer. Shrutam me ma prahasi. Whatever I have received from my teacher, Guru Mukhataya, whatever I have learned from my teacher, Shrutam me Shrutam, heard by me, learnt by me from my teacher, ma prahasihi, let it not desert me, let it not reject me. Ma prahasihi, let it not reject, let me not forget an artham. Let me remember. Let me not forget, let me remember. மா பிரகாசீஹி. தட் மீன்ஸ் லெட் மீ நாட் ஹாவ் எனி மெமரி ப்ராப்ளம். ஞாபக சக்தி 15 டேஸுக்கு ஒன்ஸ் ஐதரை உபநிஷத்து. ஓகே, வாட் டு ரிமெம்பர், வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். ஐ ஹாவ் டு சர்ச் ஃபார் ஐதரைய புக், வேர் இஸ் இட் அண்ட் so remember, let me remember. That's why before coming to the class, you have to look into the whatever you have received in the last class. After going home, you have to do homework. Before coming also, you have to look into your homework. Okay, let me remember. Anena adhitena ahoratran anusandadhami. Until now, the student is asking, oh mind and speech, may you be together and receive the teaching. Oh God, keep them together so that they can help me, they can bring the teaching to me. Let me not forget in the prayer. And the student has recognized, just praying give this and all not enough. I am also putting my effort. அஹோராத்ரான் அனுசந்ததாமி. ஓ லார்ட், லெட் மீ புட் எஃபர்ட் டே அண்ட் நைட். டே பண்றது இல்லை, நைட் எங்கே நம்ம பண்றது? த ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் டெல்லிங், லெட் மீ புட் எஃபர்ட் அஹஹா டே ராத்ரான் இன் த நைட் ஆல்சோ. ரீட் ரீட் ரீட், லெட் மீ ரீட் மை ஓன் நோட்ஸ் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் ரிட்டன் இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். There is a slip between every cup. That's why when we are writing so many things, we miss so many points. Our mind also misses so many points because of its preoccupation. Therefore, it should not happen. That is why I know my limitations. Because of that limitation, I should not miss the teaching. It shows the sincerity of the student. It shows the intense desire of the students, the importance the student gives for moksha, for self-knowledge. To get that in scriptural study also is the main important part in my life. The student knows, the prayer shows that. Let me put effort. Ahaha ratran, aho ratran சந்ததாமி. சந்ததாமி மீன்ஸ் லெட் டு அனுசந்தானம். லெட் மீ ரீட் மை ஓன் நோட்ஸ், லெட் மீ லிசன், ரீகேப்சுலேட் என அர்த்தம். லெட் மீ ரீகேப்சுலேட், லெட் மீ டு லாட் ஆஃப் மாஸ்டிகேஷன். அண்ட் த மாடு வந்து ஹவ் இட் மாஸ்டிகேட், லெட் மீ டூ தேட். ஆஃப்டர் க்ளோசிங் த புக் யூ ஃபர்கெட் தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ், ஐ வோன்ட் வர்க். Have to follow that. Ahoratran, let me spend my time maximum in the Shastra study. Next prayer. Ritam vadishyami, let me speak ritam. Ritam means whatever I have learned. That vidya, what is the satyam, paramarthika satyam? Let me speak that paramarthika satyam alone. When I meet others, when I meet my family members, all the time, let me spend that time in that words only. Don't talk any worldly matters. Speak about paramarthika satyam brahma. Ritam means here paramarthika satyam brahma. Ritam vadishyami. Let me speak the meaning of that truth, which is that ultimate reality. That is ritam, paramarthika satyam. Then satyam vadishyami, vyavaharika satyam. Let me not speak what is convenient to my student or to the listener. Brahma satyam jagan mithya, shariram anityam. I should speak boldly. When I am speaking, when I am giving lecture, when I am taking class, different people comes with different motives. But for their sake, I should not say, Swargam is satyam, you go to Swarga, you will get moksha. I should not say. I should boldly say, Swarga cannot give moksha, going to Swarga is not ultimate. Even sannyasa, four types of sannyasa, in this Aitreya Bhashyam, Acharya writes elaborate commentary upon sannyasa. In Maitreya Brahmanam and Kahola Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka and Aitreya commentary introduction, pages and pages he writes on importance of sannyasa. Four types of sannyasa: Gauna sannyasa, Ashrama sannyasa, Vividisha sannyasa, Vidvat sannyasa. The four types of sannyasa are meant for what? Gauna sannyasa is a sannyasa. It's not a real sannyasa. Just gauna. You wear saffron clothes, that's all. You wear saffron clothes. It's a gauna sannyasa. Ashrama sannyasa, through a guru, through mantra, you take ashrama sannyasa, you go to that fourth ashrama. That is called ashrama sannyasa. Conventionally, you take ashrama sannyasa. Some people take ashrama sannyasa to go to Brahmaloka. Apat sannyasa. And the marana time line, sannyasam kudungo, na Brahmaloka tika ponunna. Brahmalokati poradukaha or sannyasa irukke. That sannyasa, if you take, you will go to Brahmaloka. There is third sannyasa, Vividisha sannyasa, only for the study of Shastra. To Jnanartham Vividisha sannyasa. Jnana prapyartham Vividisha sannyasa. Jnana nishtha prapyartham Vidvat sannyasa. Gauna sannyasa, ashrama sannyasa, Vividisha sannyasa, Vidvat sannyasa. Yajnavalkya took Vidvat sannyasa. So you see many people in Haridwar and Rishikesh, if you go, everyone is wearing kashayam. Everybody is wearing kashayam nowadays. Illa gauna sannyasa. Even that is not ashrama sannyasa also. They have not taken ashrama sannyasa. Brahmachari ashrama to sannyasa ashrama, adi kuda illa. Grihastha ashrama to sannyasamu illa adi. Chumma they are wearing anna. Ashrama sannyasa means mantra, they are renouncing the rituals, all are there. Vividisha sannyasa only for shastra study. That is another sannyasa. This is not relevant for all of you grihasthas. Just I am telling, Acharya wrote an elaborate commentary because there a Purapakshi comes, karma compulsory, karma irundada, jnanam can go together, then only moksha, he says. There Acharya condemns that. Jnana karma samuchaya, he condemns. And sannyasa means what? Antara sannyasa or bahya sannyasa? Mainly antara sannyasa, internal renunciation is the criteria. Karma is not required for jnanam. Once you are in that jnana yoga sadhana. Therefore, satyam vadishyami, may I speak what? Sariram anityam. Body is anatma. Your all relations are mithya. Jagat is mithya. This is satyam. I should not say publicly all these. You are supposed to speak vyavaharika satyam. Jagat mithya, brahma satyam. You have to say that is called vyavaharika satyam. Teacher should not hide the teaching for the to please the students. Ramma customer irukka swami nena ungala customer irukka nenpe na enna pandrathu enna shastra. The student is telling, let me speak truth vyavaharika, some bitter truth what teacher has to say. Namak pidikadhu nena sir what the students ku kuda ella choosy, whatever they like only they take generally. Whatever they don't like, adella namak illappa. Na avangale solliduva. Idha swami yaramma namma pesuva. Adella namak grihasthanukku namakella adu venda. Adella namak thevai illa anna. It is their job what to do, where to take, what not to take, and it depends on their mind. But the teacher must speak always that vyavaharika satyam, what? Sariram anatma, manas mithya, and jagat mithya, all these are not there. Srishti is not there, teacher has to say. Satyama illiyana. சத்தியந்த நோ ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் ஆக்செப்டிங் வாட் டு டு இல்லை இல்லை நீங்கள் எல்லாம் ஆக்செப்ட் பண்ணல தேர்ஃபோர் நான் இந்த ஜகத்தை சத்தியம்னு சொல்ல முடியுமா என்ன சொல்ல முடியாது சொல்லக்கூடாது The teacher must have that much courage to speak the truth which is very difficult to grasp by ordinary worldly people but unless the teacher is not stick to that teaching she cannot communicate proper teaching and artham therefore ritam vadishyami satyam vadishyami that vyavaharika satyam yathabhutartham anartham just as whatever I heard from my teacher as received as it is that means I should never say lie oh god please keep me in such a condition there should not be any condition any circumstance to come to me to say lie andha maadhiri situation enakku kudukade enu kekkran சில சில வாட்டி வரும் அந்த மாதிரி சிச்சுவேஷன் எனக்கு வராமலே பண்ணப்பா பொய் சொல்லாமலே அந்த சிச்சுவேஷன் வராமலே பண்ணு அர்த்தம் தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் வேர்டு ரிதம் வதிஷ்யாமி சத்தியம் வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாம் அவத்து தத்து மாம் அவத்து தத்து மீன்ஸ் வாட் தட் சத்யவிரதம் தட் சத்யவிரதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ரிதம் ஸ்பீக்கிங் சத்யம் வியாவகாரிக சத்தியம் பாரமார்த்திக சத்தியம் தட் ஐ ஹவ் ரிசீவ்ட் ஃப்ரம் மை டீச்சர் தத்து தட் விரதம் சத்யவிரதம் மாம் அவது இட் மீ ப்ரொடெக்ட் போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் மாம் மீன்ஸ் மை டீச்சர் அண்ட் மீ மாம் அவது தட் டீச்சிங் மே இட் ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ அவது மீன்ஸ் ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் சஹனாம் அவத்து ஆல்சோ அவத்து கம்ஸ்னோ சேம் அவத்து ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீ மாம் அவத்து தத்து வக்தாரம் அவத்து த சேம் சத்யவிரதம் ஆஃப் மை சத்யவிரதம் இட் மை சத்யவிரதம் ஆல்சோ ஷுட் ப்ரொடெக்ட் மை டீச்சர் பிகாஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்டடி ஆல் உபனிஷத்ஸ் பிரம்மசூத்ரா சோ மெனி ஐ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி ஃப்ரம் மை டீச்சர் மே யூ ப்ரொடெக்ட் மீன்ஸ் மே யூ கிவ் குட் ஹெல்த் டு மை டீச்சர் ஹிஸ் வாய்ஸ் ஆர் ஹர் வாய்ஸ் மஸ்ட் பி கம்யூனிகபிள் communication skill of my teacher her sense organs her health must be perfect otherwise how she can teach if she is not teaching I cannot receive therefore vaktaram means a teacher may you protect my teacher vaktaram avatu avatu maam again repeating please protect me please protect me avatu maam அவத்து வக்தாரம் அவத்து வக்தாரம் மே யூ ப்ரொடெக்ட் மை டீச்சர் மே யூ ப்ரொடெக்ட் மை டீச்சர் சீ த பக்தி அண்ட் குரு ஃபார் குரு சேக் பிரார்த்தனா த சிஷ்யா இஸ் ப்ரேயிங் ஃபார் குரு சேக் ஆல்சோ குரு நீட் நாட் டு ப்ரே ரைட் குரு ஆல்ரெடி அட்டைன்ட் நாலேஜ் குரு நீட் நாட் டு ப்ரே அட் ஆல் நாட் நெசசரி அட் ஆல் ஹூ ஹேஸ் டு ப்ரே ஃபார் குரு சிஷ்யா ஹேஸ் டு ப்ரே Why Sishya has to pray for Guru? Sishya wants some benefit from Guru. Therefore, Sishya has to pray. Let my teacher have the lifespan, long, healthy lifespan, so that I can receive from my teacher. That is called bhakti. That is devotion. Ajanmantam trayam sevyam. Acharyo Guru. No? Guru Ishwaraha. Shastram Guru Ishwara we have to. All these are very important. And one more point in this Shantipatha, in the speech null refinement, how it comes through our Shastras, the Vyakaranam, you study Vyakaranam, Pada, Pramana, Padam. Padam means what? Vyakaranam. Pada Vakyam and Pramana Vakyam, Tarka Shastram. Vyakaranam, Sanskritam, அண்ட் தர்க்கம் அண்ட் மீமாம்சா ஸோ வாக்கியசாஸ்திரம் ஸோ பதசாஸ்திரம் பிரமாணசாஸ்திரம் இஸ் தர்க்க அண்ட் வாக்கியசாஸ்திரம் ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் மென்ட் டு ரிஃபைன் அவர் ஸ்பீச் இஃப் யூ ஸ்டடி வியாக்கரணம் சம்ஸ்கிருதம் அண்ட் தர்க்க அண்ட் மீமாம்சா தே ரிஃபைன் யுவர் ஸ்பீச் வாட் டு ஸ்பீக் ஹவு டு ஸ்பீக் ஹவு டு கம்யூனிகேட் அட்லீஸ்ட் யூ கெட் தட் reasonable talent how to communicate Communication skill is very, very important. Therefore, then Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. The three levels of obstacles, Adhi Bhautikam, Adhyatmam, Adhi Bhautikam, Adhi Daivikam, all obstacles may resolve. They should not come and disturb me. Physical health is important. My body should cooperate with me. Adhi Bhautika Tapa. So good health I want. Let it be Shanti. He means that there is be auspicious. My body must be healthy. Adhi Bhautika Tapam. Obstacles come nearby. Neighbors, friends, relatives, or other. Bhautika means other insects, other beings. Bhautikam. Adi Daivika Tapam. Natural calamities, rain, earthquake, tsunami. So many problems may come. Thunder, lightning. Because of these, I may disturb my study and all. Let it not disturb. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. If you do wholeheartedly this prayer, every day, it will happen. Whatever you desire, you wish. That's why prarthana must be always true to your inner conscience. Atmarthama prarthana pandana. Atmarthama pandana. Pandina kandipa nadakum. And the prayer la or aarti, or bhakti, or care, all irukkanum. We should not be tired of Shastra padikkumbodhu tiredness vandrum. Appadi varakoodadhu. That is why this prayer. Give me strength all the time throughout my life. So, with this background, we will go to the first mantra. You are all eagerly waiting for mantra. I know that. Page number 19.
आत्मा वा इदमेक एव अग्र आसीत् नान्यत् किञ्चन मिषत् स ईक्षत लोकान्नुसृजायिति
21 page, second mantra.
Sa iman lokana srujata.
That is a minimum knowledge of reading Sanskrit alphabets is required. All books, they have not written in Tamil. If it is available in Tamil, also, you will not pronounce properly. That is why I am afraid of keeping Tamil book. I don't want to make you mistakes. If you keep the Tamil book, definitely you will pronounce wrongly. That's why deliberately I am avoiding keeping Tamil book in the class. You have to write when I am chanting with your own handwriting. Therefore, 30 days Sanskrit book, Sanskrit learning book is available. You buy and learn alphabets. Many of you know, I know that. If anyone do not know that alphabets, I suggest to buy that book and learn alphabets, how to pronounce. You can learn. Minimum. Because you have to study a lot. Minimum Sanskrit letters se theriyala enna shastra enna padikka mudiyum. Swamini, first you said no need of Sanskrit. Now you are telling. Ama appo appo sonna appadi sonna da neenga class ku varuvel ipo vandadukapra. After you are coming, it is my responsibility to tell you the importance of that reading knowledge at least. I am not asking you to learn Sanskrit grammar thoroughly, panini and all. I am not asking, at least reading. Okay, if you possible, try. That's why. Now, we are going to the first mantra. This section, first section, there are three sections. Here, There are three chapters, not section, three chapters. First chapter, there are three sections. Second chapter, there is only one section. There is small Upanishad, nearly 30-33 mantras are there, that's all. Second chapter, one section only is there. And again, third chapter also, one section. So, very small Upanishad. Now, I'll give you the topic-wise here. What are the topics given in the first chapter, in the first section, the mantras, the essence of the first chapter is, first topic given here is, the Upanishad is introducing the Atma as Jagat Karanam. Atma is the cause of this universe, is the first topic. Jagat means universe. Karana means cause. So you can learn Sanskrit also. As I am giving the word to word meaning, you can write. If suppose you sit like that only, I cannot learn Sanskrit, you can never learn. Jagat, write down, world or universe. You have learned one word already. See, karanam is equal to cause. You have learned Sanskrit. Like this, you can learn by that time, 5-6 years, you become a Sanskrit scholar from your class itself, Vedanta class itself. But we never try. If you try, we'll become scholars. If you try. If you don't try, you are ever ignorant of Sanskrit. Learning language is an asset. Any language for that matter, it is a beauty. Every language is a beautiful language. It has got its own benefits. Never ignore learning a language. That too, when you are interested in our scriptures, it is our prime responsibility because all our scriptures are in Sanskrit. There is no age question at all. In the vaisla poi alphabets I e u no problem. At the age of 80, I can start. What is wrong in that? I can learn. Within these months, I have to learn this much. Make a decision, you can learn. Okay, Jagat means world, universe. Atma, the self. Atma, the self, is the cause for this entire universe, is the first topic. Second topic is Srishti Prakaranam. Upanishad is presenting the entire creation is Atma Karyam. It talks about the creation, Srishti Prakaranam. 14 lokas at a macro level, body of mind at a micro level, Vyashti Samashti. Again, Sanskritam. Okay, Vyashti means micro, individual level. If you watch how many words you are learning in one class, I can say above than 100 words you can. So many words are coming. If you are alert in writing, noting the points. What are they now? Srishti, creation. Prakaranam means topic. 14 lokas. Lokas means worlds. W-O-R-L-D-S. Worlds. 14 lokas, chatur dasha bhuvanani, samashti means macro level, total level. Vyashti means micro level, individual level. Means I don't say, whenever I am telling the words, this is the meaning of this word, you have to catch. Na indha maadhiri solitte pona upanishadhe mudika mudiyadhu. Illaya, it is your job to catch the words and meaning. Vyashti level, Samashti level. In the giving Srishti Prakaranam, Srishti topic, Atma is the cause for Srishti, there is no difference in any Upanishad. Every Upanishad says, all 10 principal Upanishad says, Atma is the Jagat Karanam. Self or Brahman is the cause of this universe. There is no difference. But when the procedure of creation comes, there is a difference. Srishti, prakriya, method, procedure of the creation, there is a difference. What is the difference? The difference is, Taittiriya Upanishad talk about the
பஞ்சபூத சிருஷ்டி. தைத்திரி உபநிஷத்து டாக் அபவுட் பஞ்சபூத சிருஷ்டி.
தஸ்மாத் வா ஏதஸ்மாத் ஆத்மன ஆகாஷ சம்பூதஹ ஆகாஷாத் வாயுஹ வாயோர் அக்னிஹ அக்னிராபஹ அத்யப் பிருத்திவி.
This is the procedure given in Taittiriya Upanishad. Whereas in Chandogya Upanishad, Tejo Varnam, Tejaha, Agni born first, then up, water born later, second one. Annam means Prithvi born as a third element. Tejo Varnam, not Bann. Okay, Tejo Varnam, Tej up Annam, put together Tejo Varnam. This Tejobannam means Trivrutkaranam. Three elements are only born. Chandogya Upanishad talks about that. But the procedure, either Panchabhuta Srishti or three elements are born, we don't bother. There is no tatparyam in that. Should not ask when this creation has taken place, how it has taken place. Now they are talking about God particle. Have you read them at article? God particle. Go on and on they are talking. We are not having tatparyam in the Srishti Prakarana. Don't waste your time. Why? Then why Upanishad has to introduce Srishti? Why this Upanishad is talking about the Panchabhuta Srishti or Tribhuta Srishti? Why? The Srishti Prakaranam is introduced because only to introduce Karaya Karana Sambandha. Jagat is Karyam, Brahman is Karanam. In the Rundu Vartha, Shuldrad Kahada, in the Srishti Prakaranam. Adivida Namaka Tevayi Ille. What is our focusing on what? Mahavakya. Srishti Laye, they are gone thinking. கோழியா முட்டையா தென்னை மரமா தேங்காயா ஏது இருந்தா உனக்கு எது அண்ட் வேஸ்டிங் தேர் டைம் நாட் ஃபோக்கஸிங் ஆன் மகா வாக்கியம். தி ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் ஒன் சொல்லணும். தேர் ஃபோர் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் காரியம் ஜெகத், திஸ் இஸ் காரியம் ப்ராடக்ட். ஜெகத் இஸ் எ ப்ராடக்ட். ஏ ப்ராடக்ட் இட்ஸ் காஸ் இஸ் வாட்? இட்ஸ் காஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன். To introduce Brahman as the cause of this world, Karyam and Karanam, world is the Karyam. For that purpose only Srishti introduction. Now what do you mean by Karanam and Karyam? Hey, don't say Karanam and Karyam. Gold and ornament don't say. Important point. Gold and ornament you say. Gold alone is ornament. Ornament alone is gold. Gold is karanam. Ornament is karyam, the product. Chain is a product. Cause and product we never should not say. Cause alone is appearing in the form of product. Brahman is the cause of this universe, which is karyam, effect. Gold and chain people remember. பிரம்மன் காரணம், ஜெகத் காரியம் தே ஃபர்கெட். பாட் இஸ் காரியம் ப்ராடக்ட், கிளே இஸ் காரணம். தே ரிமெம்பர் பாட் அண்ட் கிளே. வை ஐ எம் ஷோயிங் திஸ் பாட் அண்ட் கிளே? டு ரிமெம்பர் பிரம்மன் அண்ட் ஜெகத். ஜெகத் இஸ் காரியம், பிரம்மன் இஸ் காரணம். ஸோ வாட் யூ மீன் பை காரணம் காரியம்? நத்திங். பிரம்மன் இஸ் த கிரியேட்டர் of the five elements. Karyam, after creating what? Objective world. To objectify the world, he created the sense organs, instruments. Pramanam, prameyam, pramanam. Prameyam, pramanam, there must be observer. Observed world, observing instruments. Who is the observer? Suspense. Next class. I don't want to keep in suspense. Okay. Pramata, observer, is Paramatma alone, the self alone, becomes as Jivatma, the observer, behind world and sense organs. behind pramayam and pramanam, the pramata, the paramatma alone becomes the jivatma. Therefore there is no difference between karanam brahma and karyam jagat. Karanam alone is appearing as karyam. Paramatma eva jivatma, jivatma eva paramatma. Mahavakya is going to come in the Srishti Prakaranam itself. That we will see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.